Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit enters this room, and may the Holy Spirit fill this service. May the words that come out of my mouth not be from John, but as Hennison said, may the Holy Spirit be present. May we hear the Word of God through John, and through hearing the Word of God, work on that relationship. May you speak to us, Lord. May you use me to be able to speak to your people. May the presence of the Holy Spirit be here. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty darn excited today. First of all, we have a great body of people here today of different people groups. Amen? We're finally seeing what it's like to be in heaven. I'll show you this right around. We all look a little different, but we're all the same. Jesus came so that we could be reunited with the Father. We made the mistake. But he's risen. And it's right here, Matthew 28:6. He's not here. He rose from the grave. It accomplishes the whole peace. Some of us have a hard time understanding. In fact, I don't know, that's probably the number one question I get is, Pastor, explain the Bible to me. I'm like, whoa, I'm still trying to get my hands around it. Okay? The more I study the Word of God, the more I get excited because it all makes sense. It starts going together like a perfect woven blanket. The Word of God never contradicts within itself. And I get so excited that Jesus is risen. They didn't understand at that moment how excited we are, because by his resurrection, the whole Bible is complete. Our sins are washed away. Our doubt, our division is taken from us. But some of you may be saying, well, Pastor, how does that even matter to me? Well, I promise you this. Without resurrection, people are going to hell. It's not my words. It's in the Bible. It's truth. How can I prove that hell is real? That's another question I'm asked. How do you know heaven's really, hell is really there? Let me ask you this. Have you ever seen something that does sinful, 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 and it grows and becomes better? Even casinos that actually get more and more money, get better and better, corruption goes within, they fall apart. Casinos file bankruptcy and it's a guaranteed profitable business. Athletes, professional athletes that are given millions of dollars. The average is for an NFL football player is 5 years after they quit playing professionally, a lot of them are bankrupt. I'm not picking on those people. What I'm trying to say is, anytime you have a sinful thing, how many of us ever told a lie? If I don't see your hand up, I think you're lying. Because you know what? We all have probably told a lie at times. And how many of us had to tell another lie to cover the first lie? And then another lie, and then eventually the truth comes out. Sin never makes things better. It only brings destruction and pain. So I can tell you those things, and it's up to you if you want to listen, but I don't believe in scaring people into heaven, because that's not the way Jesus did. Jesus didn't come and try to scare people. So let's look at the whole picture. You want me to explain the whole Bible? I'll give you a very fast version, because some of us here today do not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Yes, that might shock you. You think everybody comes to church as a Christian. That's not true. The truth is, people come to church because somebody else invited them. Or they come to church because they've always came to church. Or they're here because they're expected to be here. I'll tell you this, the truth right now. I don't want to see one person go to hell. So I'm going to break it right down to the basics. We're going to start and looking at this whole piece of the Bible. I'm going to try to explain the Bible very quickly. Let's talk about in the beginning. In the beginning, there was nothing. Science proves this. They agree that the Big Bang Theory and all the theories that are out there, they try to say that nothing was in the beginning. Things just happened. And I like the Big Bang Theory because, like, who lit the match to make it go boom anyways? I mean, Science only proves that God is real. Over and over and over, science is trying to prove that God. Man tries to take science and prove that God's not real. But science only proves that God is real over and over. The Bible tells us, in the beginning, God created the universe and in the world. We hear that in Genesis 1:1, and you think, oh gosh, this is going to be a long sermon if you start in Genesis 1:1. I'm glad a few of you laugh, because you know I can talk a lot, don't you? But the truth is, God created all things, and science cannot even argue with that. The Bible tells us in Genesis 1:2 all the way to chapter 2:24 that God created the world. And in the world, he created the animals, the plants, the water, and the living things. Adam and Eve got to walk with God. I'm jealous. But Adam and Eve got to walk with God and spend time with him and have that relationship. All until one thing happened. Sin. Destruction. Dirtiness. How can I say that? Well, a lot of us think that eating that apple was the first sin, and I want to make sure I update everybody. The first sin wasn't eating that apple. The first sin was doubting that God is God and that he's telling the truth. The thought in our mind is our first sin. Doubting God would even give us good things. And that's what the Bible explains many different places on how God loves us and we are loved. That's why he sent his son. God doesn't want any bad on us. Satan's the one that wants bad and destruction. What our sin looks like sometimes is that we put ourselves in front of God and the love of ourselves. That's the second thing Jesus said when the Pharisee tried tricking him and saying to Jesus, what's the best of the commands out there? He said, love your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And before the person can ask him another question, Jesus said, the second one is love your brother as yourself. I guarantee you, if we loved our brothers or our sisters or our wives or our husbands, if we loved everybody as much as we should, we wouldn't have bad marriages. We wouldn't have people killing people. We wouldn't have a young boy missing from his parents if we followed the love. But we're all selfish. And then the love of money, the love of things, having more. I'll tell you that was my sin. I always wanted more. I always wanted a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And then also, a lot of times, beauty. We look at sometimes being worried about ourselves so much and how we look. I live in a city called Maple Grove. Any of you heard of that place? Okay, got a few hands out there. Yep, it's amazing how one house gets bigger than the next house, and the next house gets bigger than that house, and then they have these things. I was talking to a fire inspector, and he said, you know, it's amazing, a lot of these houses don't even have furniture in all the rooms. But my house is bigger than your house. Things matter. I tell you this, becoming a pastor really humbles you. Things don't matter as much anymore. And we look at what the world says is beautiful. I'll tell you this. My old truck with 230,000 miles on it's just as beautiful as somebody else's. Because it works. So we look at, sometimes depression, life is tough. I don't know how many people have told me, Pastor, you don't know what it's like to be in my shoes. And you're right, I don't. But I've struggled through things myself. You look at depression sets in, and a lot of times we become self-medicated. People take alcohol and drugs, not because it's always so fun to do. It's self-medication because there's struggle and there's pain in life. You need to bring the pain and truth to the Lord and talk it through and find freedom in Christ, not letting Satan bring division. Satan wants to keep you guys in separate silos, to keep things quiet, not bringing them to the light, because then he can attack you. He can bring doubt. How many of us have heard in our lives that we're just not good enough? Yeah, I have. In fact, I even heard from my own father, he called me stupid. I thought my name was stupid before I learned it was John. And I do have a learning disability. And yes, I had to find value in other places. I had to find value in relationships. My father loved me, but at the same time didn't know how to work with me. We have these problems in our lives. All these things keep us from the Lord. Satan loves to bring division. Anything that brings division in your marriage, anything that brings division within your relationship with God, is what's taking things and breaking them apart. Satan wants division. That's not from God. Because sin is what's keeping us from God. And Satan keeps trying to drive that wedge deeper and deeper and deeper. But one thing that actually heals all that things is sin and separation. Is the little baby of Jesus. God loved each and every one of you so much that he sent his son. And Jesus walked on this earth. He said, I am. That represents, the I am represents God. He is God in the living flesh here. And he came for each and every one of us so that we may not go to hell. And be redeemed. Jesus was multiple things to the people. But he was also the high priest. See, we can't go to God and say, hey, God, because he sees us with that sin. And we're not clean. But Jesus stepped right up there and said, you know what? I'm clean. And he was. He was without sin. And he says, these people that accepted me, that are our family, I died for those sins to cleanse them. He dies so that we may live. Amen? Amen. Amen. So why are we worried? Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? That's what I want to hear from each and every one of you in your own heads. And if you don't, talk to me. Talk to an elder. I do not want to see one person ever miss out on going to heaven. How do I know he's real? There's many people that have said to me, well, that's your God, not mine. And I say to them, yeah, but my God's real, and I can prove it. How can you prove it, Pastor John? Well, there was eyewitnesses there, Matthew, Luke, John. And you got this guy knocked off a horse that was completely blinded, that was killing Christians. The guy was named Saul, and Jesus renamed him to be Paul. They all were willing to die for him. Now, granted, there are some people that follow wrong people, and they're willing to die for them too, but how many of these people will keep doing this? And Christianity didn't fold, it flourished. And historical records have actually proven, there's Roman historical records that prove Jesus Christ was put on a cross at that time. And the Jews have it recorded as well. There's two places. The Jews recorded that Jesus was real, as well as the Romans. As well as eyewitnesses have seen him. And then there's one thing that's even bigger and better for me is I prayed prayers. Nobody else knew. And God answered. How could that happen? We have seen miracles happen. So personally myself, I can tell you I know Jesus is real. I know God's real. But think about this. Can you show me wind? Where does it start? Where does it end? Can you understand wind? I mean, can you see it? No, you can see the things in the wind, but can you see wind? You can feel it, you know it's real. You can see it move the leaves on the tree. But we believe in wind. We can see that sometimes the wind is so strong it wipes houses out. But just because I can't see it doesn't make it not real. It's real. We need to stop sometimes and look at historical documents. The Bible is just not a man-made thing. It's a document that's a historical document that proves that Jesus was here. Eyewitnesses wrote on it, wrote it. And it's an eyewitness telling us what an angel had to say. He isn't here. Amen. He is risen. Look at the place that he laid. Later on, Jesus comes and talks with them. Validating. Poor Thomas. How would you like to be Thomas? You know who Thomas is? Doubting Thomas. How would you like... Oh, look, he's tired. I'm going to get close here. He yawned. Looking down at Thomas. I won't believe until I stick my fingers in his wound. And then Jesus stood in front of him. Wow. You think Thomas was willing to really make sure he shared that word? The Bible tells us Jesus sits at the right hand of God. He died for us. He redeemed us. And on judgment day, he's going to be the one to greet us. And what I want every one of us to hear is, good job, my faithful servant. Just think of this. Getting a hug by Jesus and being accepted into heaven. What a better place to be than going to hell. So everything I've said is to really sum up the Bible. God the Creator did everything and still does everything. God is in control. And then we put our relationship at jeopardy with God because we loved ourselves. We sinned. We turned away from God. The love of money and the love of things. How many of us really give back to the Lord? Do you give him the first fruits? You want to see your life changed? I'll give you a challenge. Okay? You give to the Lord for 30 days. And after 30 days, you don't feel... In fact, if you want a proof on this... Mike Engel, where are you? Mike? Okay, Mike is our treasurer. If you want to give to this church, and you give for 30 days, and you don't feel that Lord has blessed you, we will give that money back. I'm not even asking the elders. My wife's looking at me, oh great, he'll underwrite a check himself. That's okay. I promise you, you cannot outgive God. And the reason I'm saying that is a lot of us are wondering where our blessings are. And they become in our struggles and our sins. Sometimes we're self-medicating. And the reason I'm going through this whole thing again is because this is where our sin comes in. Is that we don't realize that God is about loving us and about love. And that he died for us. And he's rose today. Satan wants to lie. He wants to tell us that all these things in life and the things of the world matter. And things of this world don't matter. It's relationships. Jesus died for us to protect us and redeem us. So everything I just said, and I promise you, I took a 40-minute sermon and reduced it down to 20 minutes. I have a video left to show you. And we'll have the service almost on time. Mike, are you able to cue up that video? And just before you start it, all the things I talked to you about, put down any distractions and try to really watch this video. Open your mind to see how God is moving in it. The taller gentleman that's in white is representing God. The gal that's in white is representing humanity. All the other characters have already been in my sermon. And as you watch these characters keep that human away from God, it explains the Bible. Then Jesus died on the cross. and rose again to cover our sins. So pay attention to the video, for this is actually the Bible in a very quick way.
Spectator.
I've seen that film many times. But that's life. That's exactly what it's like going through our life. The world wants to lie to us and keep us from God. Let God in. Pray to Him. You want to see things broken. When He stood right there and held them sins back, that's what He does for us here. I've seen the transformation in my life. I've seen it in others' lives. Let Christ be in charge of your life, and He will fight your battles. May the band come up to help close us as I pray for us just in a minute. Dear Heavenly Father, I lift this body up. In fact, I lift up everybody here that knows somebody. May the love of Jesus be shared. May they accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and let Jesus fight our battles to redeem us, to allow us to have that personal relationship with You, Lord, to be reunited with You. May we remember that Jesus is our Redeemer. He has risen so that we may have life. I pray that each person that hears this story have an impact in their life.